Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. We invite you to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight with you, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And we invite you on over to our website over at freetalklive.com, giving you the features there for free. And like those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. Once again, freetalklive.com. Coming up still, Mark, a TSA story you have to discuss with a woman getting arrested for apparently citing the Constitution. We'll get to the details on that. But Travis is still with us, listening in Shantytown, USA. His power has been out for days, somewhere in the Northeast, after the wintry explosion that we had here over the weekend. Travis, you're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, thank you. I'm occupying my living room, is what I like to tell my friends at work that have their power back, because I'm pretty much camping. But like I was saying, if I didn't have preparedness, I don't know where I'd be right now. I mean, I remember Sam was telling you on air about, well, I'm making these preparations, and you kind of chuckled and said, well, why the heck would you want to do that? And he was saying, well, if something comes up, I'll be all set. I'll be able to take care of myself. And you're like, I don't see the need for that. And I just remember being at work last
night. It doesn't ring a bell with me. I mean, I've said on the air before that I have some food stored in my house.
Ian stores food.
So, I mean, I don't really remember. Do you remember specifically what that was regarding? Because
this week has kind of been a blur, so I'm a little off my A game because, you're showering when you can, where you can, and going to work, and you're not getting the best sleep. I don't remember specifically what it was about. I just remember it struck me as kind of odd that you would kind of laugh at him about being there.
I mean, I remember poking fun at Sam because he believed that the WebBots thing was predicting the future.
It wasn't that. I can promise you. I've been listening for over a year now.
Okay. Maybe I miscommunicated.
Yeah.
Maybe you misheard it.
It could be, that could be it too. But I had another question because you've gone out on record as saying you're peaceful, you've never aggressed against another person, you're a Quaker, and I respect you for that. But I gotta ask you, at what point do you think it would have to get to in a hairy situation where you would actually clench up your fist and strike someone to defend yourself, your home, your family? I know you don't have one right now, but you know your mom, your dad. What would be the breaking point for you? Because I don't think that you've ever addressed that on air. Because I know that you can kind of be a little smarmy, and I find you entertaining. And some of the things that you do, I think, are hilarious. The way that you talk to people in power. But at what point
you could be a little smarmy?
Do you think Mark will back on that one. At what point do you think where you would finally say, all right, I can't talk my way out of this, situation with some cutesy act. I actually have to defend myself.
Well, first off, that's not aggression. So you'd use the term aggression. I just want to make it abundantly clear. Defending yourself is not aggression. The person who is against whom you are defending yourself is then aggressing. And I don't think Ian, knowing Ian, as long as I have known him, he's not going to aggress against anyone.
No, and I flirted with the concept of pacifism for a little while, but I never really truly embraced it, just because I couldn't get over the question of, well, what would happen if my girlfriend was being attacked by somebody? I would want to do something to stop that violence. So I think it's entirely acceptable and appropriate to use violence to stop aggressors in some circumstances.
I don't know that the term violence actually fits in there. I mean, you can go look at the dictionary definition of violence, and sometimes they'll use the term aggressive force in order to define it. And to me, it is a mindset. If I'm trying to help everybody in the situation by stopping an aggressive, stopping an aggressive person in whatever manner I have to stop them, I think I can stop them in a loving fashion, at the same time preventing them from, say, doing further harm to themselves and to other people.
Right. That means stopping them.
I couldn't disagree with that more. In certain situations, the only language that some people speak, and I live in a big city, so I see it every day. I went to high schools where there were guns in school, is force. So you wrapping your arms lovingly around someone while trying to, you know.
I don't think you understood him correctly.
Oh, I would lovingly shoot a guy in the knee if
okay, all right, great. Then we're
if that's what it took to protect my family.
Yeah, I don't think
but
you understood what
it's about a mindset. I mean, like, I'm offering that person something. I'm offering them the opportunity to not commit further crimes and have more things happening to them.
You're not trying to exact revenge. You're just trying to stop the attack, right?
Now, I would hope that I live up to what I'm saying, but I can tell you that knowing me and knowing how I am, I tend to be a pretty angry dude in life, and I could very well grit my teeth and pull and aim higher, right? Now, I don't want to provide that to that guy. What I want to do is I want to, in a loving fashion, prevent him from doing something he's truly going to regret in the future, because I know what happens when you do these things. I've had intimate experience with it.
Right, I'm well aware. Again, I've been listening for a while. So, Ian, you know, is there a point where you would actually, you know, defend yourself against something like that? I mean, what would be the, because everybody's got a breaking point. Everybody has that line.
Everybody's got
it.
You
know what I'm saying? So what's yours, I guess, is my question, because I've always wanted to kind of ask you that. What is your line in the sand? You'll finally actually, you know, put down the words and either pick up a gun or use your fist in a
defensive
manner.
I don't tend to believe that violence against people that are the state is in any way
effective. No, forget it. Throw all that state garbage out. We're just two guys talking right now.
Okay,
you know,
so you're just talking just a regular human being who's not a state actor?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I think that I think it's entirely appropriate to defend yourself against an attack. I mean, I think that that's okay.
Okay, so leading me back to the first thing about preparedness, what have you done lately to prepare yourself for a situation like that?
You mean for like a violent attack?
Sure.
Well, I just actually
just
hired someone to clean my gun for me.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. What have you done for yourself to get ready in case something
you
like
mean like
that
take
happens.
Like take jiu-jitsu classes? I've done that in the past as well.
Or something like that. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get at that, because, you know, I listen pretty much every day, almost, just about five times.
But I tend to try to avoid conflict, so I mean,
I'm well aware. Unless it's with the
right, I kind of like what Penn and Teller said in their, I think it was their episode on martial arts, where they actually calculated out that for all the time and effort people spend going to martial arts classes and the you know, the money that they spend on those classes, that the average robber, if you just hand over your wallet, you're going to lose a lot less than just handing over your wallet. You spending all that money. Thanks, Travis. Appreciate it, man.
Now, you shouldn't go to martial arts classes for the sole purpose of preparing yourself for the inevitable attack. For one, I think it's the wrong mindset. But secondly, there's so many more things you get out of a martial arts class than
that. Discipline and all that, supposedly.
Exercise and...
Of course, it was also pointed out that the average martial arts student injures themselves 4 times per year, so if you want to prevent injury, going to martial arts class isn't a good way to do that either.
I did that once too.
That would be my experience. I have several friends who have taken martial arts, and they have usually done something to themselves.
To hurt themselves.
And, but I think Travis raises a good question, and just generally speaking, I think if I'm understanding him correctly, is how much time do you put into preparing or being prepared for the worst case scenario? Because I think we can
all agree. I try not to put much time into that, because I don't like to. For me, it's about that mindset. I don't like to consider that the worst case scenario would happen. I think being prepared to some extent is reasonable, but I think there's a certain point at which you go overboard into like preparation madness.
Right.
Now, I don't know where that line is, and I think that line's probably different for
everybody.
I think
it's subjective, absolutely, for your own personal situation, because I'm sure you, as a guy, you're bigger than I am. You're probably...
Am I?
I think you are. You might not be, but as a guy, I think you would probably have a different perspective on self-protection in situations that could be potentially dangerous than, say, I would, as a female walking down a dark street at night, you know, just to go to that worst-case scenario place. You know, so your idea of preparedness may be much different than mine.
Another point they made on the Penn and Teller episode about self-defense is that when you're teaching kids these things, like a lot of kids go to self-defense classes, it's real popular. When you teach kids these things, that again, the mindset comes into that they're more willing to fight rather than flee. And because of that, maybe they will hurt their opponent, who might have been the aggressor, but that won't stop the police from coming along and charging you or your kid or whatever with some criminal act. So in some cases, you know, in an ideal world, the defensive party in a fight would never get charged with anything. But we've seen so many cases where somebody defends
insanity.
Themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they get arrested for some, you know, manslaughter or something like that.
Well, I would hope that I would hope it didn't come down to that. But it
happens. 855-453. That's the toll-free number. So 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. And you're most likely to be aggressed against by agents of the state anyway. It's Free Talk Live.
It's the Cosby Radio Minute with thoughts and observations from America's favorite comedian, actor, and author, Bill Cosby.
My wife and I have 5 children. And the reason why we have 5 children is because we do not want 6. And those we have, we want to get out of the house before we die. Just to get them out. My parents never smiled because I had brain damage. My wife and I don't smile because our children are loaded with it. Oh, my parents smile now whenever they come over to my house and they see how much trouble I'm having. Oh, they have a ball. Have a little trouble, huh, son?
For the latest info on how to connect with Bill Cosby, please visit BillCosby.com. Bill Cosby, America's most beloved funny man, is back with his first humor book since the best-selling Cosbyology. In I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, his hilarious new collection of observations, Bill Cosby brings us more of his wonderful and wacky insights into the human condition that are sure to become classics. I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, the newest book from the legendary Bill Cosby, is available wherever books are sold.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriot e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of these airwaves. to dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Tonight here with you is Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system there. It has been reworked as of about a week or so ago, and the troll situation has been better contained than ever in the past. There's been some changes that have been made. You can see those in our new terms of service, so for the BBS, bbs.freetalklive.com. But hopefully it'll be a much more productive place to be for conversations to happen without takeovers. Hostile takeovers of threads on the BBS are now impossible. I think this is probably the biggest change that's been made, besides the fact there are now more moderators there and they have more leeway to decide things. You, as the creator of a new thread on the Free Talk Live BBS, actually have the ability to delete anyone's response, which could be used in a little kind of a little tyrant manner, I suppose.
You could. I mean, but they don't have to post on your threads.
Right, but then maybe no one will respond to your threads. So there will be some level of market control here in that you'll have to be a little bit judicious about who you delete and who you don't. But if somebody posts some garbage on your thread that you don't want there, just hit the delete button. It's not a problem. Someone posts some porn you don't want, hit the delete button. No problem. bbs.freetalklive.com. It's all free.
So, I am unable to own a firearm for legal reasons, but a friend of mine up here in New Hampshire, a free stater, moved, told me about a weapon. It's an air rifle, a 50 caliber air rifle that could put a round through 7 2-liter bottles.
I think that's awesome.
It's really interesting. It's got the muzzle velocity of a handgun, and you don't think of these things when you think of air rifles. I grew up, I had a BB gun. I could shoot anything with that BB gun. I was so good with that BB gun because I had plenty of time. And but, you know, it's a little tiny BB, and you pump it 10 times, and you know, my friend and I would play with it, you know, one pump, and we'd shoot each other. Of course, our parents did not want us to do this, but this was essentially the early laser tag version. You do not want to do that with the Dragon Claw, because it will put this round through you.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's really crazy. You can go see it at airgun.freetalklive.com. I've had a great time with it. Let my friends fire it. It's really awesome. And Pyramid Air, who is the website that that sells this, the largest purveyor of air rifles in the nation. I think it's in the world, actually. And they've got all kinds of air rifles for whatever need you might have. You know, maybe the Dragon Claws for you, maybe something else. They've got those ones that cock by the whole clicking the whole barrel and everything. And those can really move around too. Go check them out at airgun.freetalklive.com. Use coupon code FTL. You'll save 10% off or free shipping, whichever one's better. That's coupon code FTL11. And go see the Dragon Claw at airgun.freetalklive.com. You can peruse the site once you get there.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. Mark, you had some other additional comments or thoughts you wanted to share on this issue of self-defense.
Yeah, you know, one of these things that I wonder when we're talking about, you know, doing the right thing in a situation where somebody's committing some kind of awful violent act. And I don't know what the answer is. I'm a Quaker, and I certainly believe that, that violence isn't the best answer to the vast majority of problems out there. I think that I have jumped to violence too often in my life, and I think that the best thing that one can do is to look for better solutions. However, when one says that one's a pacifist, everybody always brings up this idea. Well, what if,
you say that?
I don't generally use the term, because I think it's, I say I'm a Quaker, and often that will mean to people that I am a pacifist. I'm not entirely sure what pacifism means. If I'm a pacifist and a guy with an axe is coming to murder my family, but all I have to do is close and lock a door to stop him, if I'm going to trust in God to protect me, go with God's will, should I not close the door? I don't know about these things, and to me, I'm going to close that door. That, you know, there's no doubt in my mind that's what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were just talking to the caller. What was his name, the one with the power out?
Fine question.
Okay, you forgot.
Travis. The problem with the new phone system is, I think it was Travis. But the problem with the new phone system is there's no log of who called.
That much is true. I just thought you might recall. And he had said something like, well, what do you do in this situation, that situation? And I guess, I don't know. Could I, the best situation that I affect in order to take take care of somebody who say that intent upon raping my wife? Should I hold them with a gun at bay? Will that work if they step towards me? Do I lovingly shoot them in the knee in order to stop them, prevent them from doing something that they may very well be charged for and have to spend years and years in prison? You know, I mean, is that the best way to handle it? Or, you know, this guy who maybe he's in the middle of the act, I put a round through his head in order to protect every single one of the women in the future that he might have proposed to rape. Who knows? And so I find this to be a very difficult question to answer.
I think it's good to think about, regardless, and all of the firearm training that I've gone through, the basic question underlying any self-defense issue is, you need to think about it now, rather than after you've gone out and purchased your firearm and you've done your training. You need to think about, are you willing to take a life? If somebody comes into your house and you think about that worst case scenario, because for some folks the answer may be no, and that's just fine, but in order to make a self-defense plan, you really need to kind of answer the question and look in your heart, your soul, into yourself, and make a decision on whether you would be willing to take a life in that instance, or like Mark, if there are several steps between, as I would agree, there I would take as many steps as I would need to not take a life, but I would in my own defense if I needed to. But there are folks out there who won't, and I respect that, and they can prepare themselves accordingly in a different way without necessarily using lethal force.
It's hard to imagine anyone doing nothing in a case where, you know, their loved one is being assaulted or raped or murdered or whatever. I imagine that would be the true pacifist, though, to not take any sort of violent action.
And Russell Canning, who did propose to be a pacifist, said that those things never happened to him. And I think that this is largely true. Likely, I will go through my life without having to deal with this circumstance. Now, the circumstance I will have to deal with is threats of violence from the government. Every time every April 15th is a threat of violence from the government. If you don't fill out that tax return, you know that they could very well come after you and throw you and your family in jail,
mm-hmm.
Or, you know, separate you from your family by throwing you in jail, or whatever it is they want to do. I mean, when they put the lights on for the speeding ticket, you know, whether you agree with it or not, you had better pull over,
or
because
else.
It's a threat of violence. Property taxes are another. Every time you have a communication with the government, essentially you're being threatened.
Yeah.
And I know I'm going to have to deal with those folks, and I know the best solution for dealing with those folks is to be calm, take a deep breath,
grab the video camera.
Imagine that you love that person. You know, be loving towards that person. Be respectful towards that person. Because these are the things that work. And this is what, you know, this is what is going to make your life better. It's edify you.
Even though the government people are doing violence, they have legitimacy, unlike the murderer or the rapist, who are private criminals and don't have that same level of renown, I suppose you could say, for their actions. So you can't get away with using violence against the state, even if it is morally justified, even if they are attacking you. And they do that sometimes. Sometimes they'll come right out and attack you, like they did with, you know, the folks in Waco, for instance, or Ruby Ridge.
It happens.
1-855-450-FREE, the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. None of these questions have easy answers about when to use violence and when not. More on the way. You can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And we invite you on over to our website at freetalklive.com. If you have a smartphone, you can visit our mobile website over at m.freetalklive.com. Get quick access to our live streams and the podcast over at m.freetalklive.com.
We had a guy call in about being prepared, and he was talking about how he had heat in his house because he'd split a bunch of wood and was prepared for that. There's another way to handle these situations. It's to have a generator. Lots of folks with families, if you've got a family, it's probably a pretty good idea to have this because you never know when something's going to happen. From freak snowstorm's going to show up, to drop more snow than's been dropped since 1830, I believe, in October, or ice storm, hurricane. You never know what could knock the power out and knock it out for days on end. Some people are claiming that some sunspots can cause outages, and that's liable to happen here in the future, that there could be, that the grid can't handle the growth of the public, that you're relying on government-instituted monopolies for your power. It's best to rely on yourself. And the Sound Wisdom's SG1, the Solar Power Generating System, is a generator, and it costs about what a generator costs, but it's paying for itself by taking particular items off the grid entirely. So your freezer, your refrigerator, your well pump, these are things you need during a crisis, maybe your heater or something like that. The SG1 can provide you power to those things all the time, not just during a crisis, but during a crisis too. It's a really great system. It's if you've got a family, you should look into this. Check it out at freetalklivesolar.com. They've got experts standing by to answer all of your solar questions because you're going to have them. Freetalklivesolar.com.
To the phones and to the fun. Caleb is on the line listening in Alabama. Caleb, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Real quick on the point you're talking about now, if you're going to interject yourself into a violent situation, rape, assault, whatever, and you're unwilling to use violence, there's a high probability you're just going to make it worse because you adding yourself in that situation escalates the threat level for the assailant. So if you're not willing to get involved violently, it may be best to go with it and not interject yourself and go get someone to help you.
I'm a little curious about this. Wait a second, Caleb. What if you were to stand back with, say, a camera or something and say, hey, I've got you on film here. This thing's uploading directly to the Internet. I've got a cell phone that uploads directly to the Internet. If you stop now, hey, I could stop the video and no one will ever see it, but you need to stop immediately. I mean, I think that you've got the cameras offer, sort of a weaponized function almost.
It's an interesting approach. How effective it would be, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think Caleb makes a good point, but I also think that if we were to avoid interjecting ourselves in potentially or actively violent situations, people may not think anyone's seeing it either. You know, I walked out of the supermarket the other night and a guy was yelling at his girlfriend in the parking lot, and just stopping and standing and making it known that they are not by themselves or not being mm-hmm. ignored. I don't need to interject myself necessarily into the situation, though my presence is known. Does that make sense?
Caleb?
Yeah, I think that certainly applies to a lower level threat situation, but when it gets to a high level violence, rape, attempted murder, something like that, I'm not the king of all knowledge. I'm just saying if you're not willing to use violence, you may not want to get involved because you being there escalates the situation.
All right. Very good. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Anyway, earlier, I'm on a two-hour delay listening to XM Radio. Talking about child protective services and child abuse and whatnot. In order to have, you guys all are much smarter than me, but in order to have an informed discussion about that, I think you need to research just how corrupt and violent the government child protective services and child abuse people are. There is horrific abuse and violence in such a large system that I can't even describe it. They literally have shopping lists to go kidnap infants and children. And
it has happened.
For sex slaves.
So it's absolutely true. There was, we've talked about it in the past.
You should know how bad it is.
Oh, we know.
I don't think
to have an accurate system.
I don't think anyone is disagreeing with you, Caleb, at all. I think where I came from coming in this evening was more of, okay, so we have this system and it's terrible. How do we make it better? And is it completely dissolving it? Yes, but what happens between now and then?
Well, it continues hurting people.
This is true.
You have a lot of good points. I'm just saying, make sure that you start your discussion from the right place, knowing just how barbaric it is. If the status quo is right.
Certainly. I absolutely hear where you're coming from. I feel compelled to counteract and say again, and I know Mark had said this, mentioned this as well. There are several good people there too. I don't want CPS drawn with. I understand that there are horrific stories out there, but I think that it's not hyperbole, but in all of the emotion, we kind of can get caught up in it and lose sight that there are really awesome people out there who really want nothing more than to help kids and not hurt them.
Yeah, the question is how many of them are there? And what good
and how many of them have the authority to actually act? The people generally who want to do help, the hands-on people, the good-hearted people, generally don't have the office politics and corruption abilities to rise through the ranks.
Great point.
In the command position.
It's always likely that the most corrupt will rise up to the top.
There have been studies that show that in government organizations that the more corrupt have the ability to rise up. And I don't know why or how, but it's been shown. That doesn't mean that every organization is corrupt. I've certainly talked to people and worked with people that are in the CPS Child Protective Services that seem to have the very best interests of the child in mind. But they are working within a system where well, the government can take your kid anytime they want for whatever reason they want.
Yeah, there's been no shortage of stories. And in case it didn't sound like when you were listening there to the first hour, you know, we were aware of how bad the system is, that we absolutely are. I mean, we've talked for years on this show with people who've called in and had absolutely just horrible stories about their encounters with these CPS thugs and these sickos. And we've talked about there was a story out of Florida where one of the CPS workers was, I think he was involved in child porn or something like that.
There's another one in South Carolina where they took a kid for being, you know, a week old child for losing weight after birth. I mean, this happens all the time. And then they gave it to another family that had been looking to adopt.
Yeah, there's no shortage of these things. And I think you're right, Caleb. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-453, that's the toll-free number. Mark, TSA News.
Yeah, this is from Alternet.com. A bizarre situation. A woman was roughed up and arrested for reciting the Constitution during a TSA inspection. Hmm. This is apparently Albuquerque International Sunpoint.
Who does she think
she is? Albuquerque International Sunpoint Security Checkpoint.
Doesn't she know the Constitution doesn't apply anymore? I mean, I was in a courtroom the other day, and that's what I was told. Doesn't apply to that court.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of cases that that's exactly how they tend to feel about these situations. And this is a firsthand account from this this woman. This is T.P. Alexanders who wrote it up, and I guess it had been originally posted on the Daily Kos, so you can take that for what you for what it's worth. But I think that it's a very interesting story. I pass a camera crew filming the ticket counter. I stop and consider them and telling them what I'm about to do, but I decide against it. They probably won't care. Instead, I wheel my baggage to the security area. I can feel my heart beat in my chest. I've never done anything like this before. I've always said yes, sir, even when I don't agree.
Mm.
Even the simple act fills me with conflicting emotions. New Mexico is far warmer than my native Pacific Northwest. I'm sweating by the time I reach the first inspection point of my ID. I'm sure I already look like a terrorist. The TSA agent, perched in his stool, takes no notice. I look enough like my driver's license, and I have a valid airline ticket. My black he blacklights my ID and lets me pass with hardly a glance. I've come here to moonlight for my real job. My daughter had an operation. I had to come with thousands. Had to come up with thousands in deductible. She's in college, and so far I've managed to keep her from becoming a debt slave like her mother. I took 8 extra weekends of work in the land of enchantment, that's what they call New Mexico, to cover the cost. I'm lucky, I guess, I can do that. Others with fewer job opportunities have no choice but to go bankrupt. My heart kicks it up another notch when I go to the conveyor belt. I shouldn't have had that coffee this morning, but thank God I didn't eat anything or I'd be hugging a trash can right now.
All right, so she's planned to do something different this time.
Yes.
I've yet to find out what that is. We'll get here in a moment the rest of her story and take your calls as well about what you want. In the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are next at 855-453.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anyone. Bring up what you want here at 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And inviting you to the website, freetalklive.com. We've got a page where you can go and get different things to help promote Free Talk Live, like a free bumper sticker. Or perhaps you'd rather get flyers you can print out. It doesn't have to be an or thing. You can do it all. You can also grab web graphics and banners and such. Head on over to promote.freetalklive.com. That's promote.freetalklive.com. We'll get back to your phone calls here in a moment, but I want to hear the rest of the story, Mark, since we started it here about the TSA.
That's right, and this is a really well-written story from the first-person point of view. This gal that had this happen to her, name was T.J. Alexanders, T.P. Alexanders is the pen name, the nom de plume here. This is long, and there's no way we're going to get it in by the end of the show, but I do want to point out what this lady was doing is she walked up to the TSA screening area. She basically didn't want to go through the little zapper machine, the naked body scanner thing. Mm-hmm. She began to recite the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. It reads, "The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated." Excuse me. And then no warrant shall issue, no probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. So she's speaking the United States Constitution at a checkpoint. And immediately, before she even gets part the way through here, she says, "I'm speaking loud and clear, and those around me can hear. Before I get to unreasonable search," so not even halfway through, "a man in an ill-fitting suit and tie marches up to me and tells me that I'm disrupting his operation and that she won't be flying. If she keeps it up, she won't be flying." And she doesn't. And basically, he ends up nixing her flight because she was saying the Constitution. She offered to go get patted down. She just wants to be able to say the Constitution while she goes through. No way they're doing that. The cops come. She starts saying the Constitution. They grab her bodily and throw her out of the line, drag her down the line, throw her out of the line. She sits, tell her to get out of there. She doesn't have any of her stuff at this point. She sits down. She says, in for a penny, in for a pound. She sits down. They put the cuffs on her and yank her arms up above her head. She says she's wincing. Tears are coming to her eyes. She can't even recite the amendment at this point.
Wow.
And they're dragging her out of the airport, but they end up throwing her into a holding cell, and it's this lady got arrested for...
What's the charge? Any idea?
Disrupting their little line or whatever.
Obstructing government administration by reading the Constitution.
Yeah. Disorderly conduct.
Yeah.
You, lady, are out of here.
You know, and I wonder if you were saying some kind of prayer, you know, if you were going through your Our Fathers or your Hail Marys or something like that when you're going through the line, would they Well, I don't think it's a good idea. but, you know, if you were just saying a prayer while you went through, would they have the same problem? I mean, she's speaking loud and clear. I guess you can certainly talk while you go through. I've done that. So it depends on what you say when you go through.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't be giving these people ideas.
That's right. And I have to say, maybe it's the cynic in me, but I'm impressed that not only has she actually read the Constitution, but she committed the Fourth Amendment to memory.
Yeah, I mean, it's impressive that she did such a thing.
Especially when she's under such duress. This to me, I would put $5 that they're going to drop the charge when she shows up. But that doesn't make it right.
It doesn't make it right.
Is this a federal charge, or is this a state
thing? I don't know what the specifics are as far as the charge goes, Ian. I'm just reading this person's first-hand read here, and it's expansive.
Now, this is interesting, because... On this program in the past, we've certainly talked about the TSA and the things they do to people and how outrageous they are and their security theater and that they're completely just incompetent in general and they can't really stop anybody that really wants to do damage. But one of the questions that has been asked is, well, what can we really do about it? What can we, the little sheep out there being herded through their little checkpoints? I mean, Mark, you and I just traveled to Dallas, so we went through the TSA there. What can we do to really do something about this? And it has been suggested there could be protests. I mean, certainly in Germany they had like the naked or the semi-naked protests of the airline security there, and that got a lot of press. But over here there hasn't really been that much. There was the We Won't Fly event that happened last year that got a lot of press.
Initially there was a lot of resistance and objection to it, but I think the TSA just kind of dug in its heels and said the sheep will give in eventually.
They're right, because the people that don't want to deal with it are going to stop flying, and the people that have to continue flying are going to deal with it because they've got a place to be.
Right.
So they're going to deal with it, and they're going to, you know, put their heads down and take whatever comes.
Now, my understanding is there are at least 4 cases coming up before the U.S. Supreme Court in this coming session dealing with the TSA searches and seizures. Yeah, that was... I read that a week or so ago.
I'm curious to see what happens with those.
I'll bring them in next week.
What they're in reference to, but that I'm interested in learning. But this is something people can do, is to speak out while they're there, and it's something others have done in the past who, they haven't gotten arrested for it, thank goodness, but boy... Who's going to want... This is the problem with speaking up against the status quo, is that there's always a chance you're going to get thrown in a cage, even if you do something as nonviolent and as peaceful as just reciting the Fourth Amendment. It wasn't that... Like you said, she was cooperative, wasn't she? She was willing to go
through... Did not deny anything. That they were attempting to... You know, they were... During the questioning process, they were telling her that she refused a search, and she's like, I didn't refuse the search.
Yeah.
You never offered it to me. And he said, well, you refused to answer my questions. I didn't refuse to answer your questions. I refused to I asked you if I had liable, whether she was liable to hand over those pieces of paper, and she believed that she wasn't. So, they were lying. That's all.
Plain and simple. Contempt of cop.
Yep. It's they're treating this lady like a terrorist, a regular American, a doctor, as a matter of fact, treating them like some kind of terrorist because frankly, she's reading what they consider to be a terrorist document, which is the Bill of Rights. The fact is, in a nation of lies, speaking the truth is treason.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. Amos is on the line listening in West Virginia to WBTS. Hey, Amos.
Hey folks.
What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, this is kind of a free market, free enterprise question I wanted to bring up with you regarding homeschooling.
Sure.
I know the situation in another state. I'm not going to specify where it is, but the person reported to me does some work for people that homeschool their children, and the children are taught about their religion and everything, but the kids are like around 9 years old and they can't read. Now, what, and supposedly they're being homeschooled. What do you do in a situation like that?
Well, there are, there's actually
child abuse, or, I don't know.
Okay, there are situations, different types of schooling that suggest that children learn to read at different times. There's the child-directed learning philosophy says that some kids are ready to read early. My son is 3.5 years old. He's been reading, I think, since he was 18 months or something like that. Different words. I mean, he can't read a book all the way from start to finish, but he can certainly pick out words, especially ones that he's interested in, like colors and stuff like that, and he knows what they say. Whereas other kids aren't interested in learning learning to read quite as early. And that maybe you can force a kid to learn, but in the process of forcing them to learn,
they hate learning.
You kill their desire to do it. So maybe it's okay to let some kids wait until 12 to learn to read. I've never heard of a situation in the child-directed learning arena that a child didn't learn to read, just that some of them will start at 2 and some of them will start at 12. And so I don't think that follows into the area of child abuse.
You just have to resist the urge to impose your beliefs about learning on other people and their children, and trust that over time, young people will figure out what they need to in order to get through life. I mean, reading is a valuable thing, and at some point they're going to realize, hey, I think I'd like to learn to read now.
Well, coming at this from a governmental standpoint, I know how we love the government here, but I think New Hampshire has really been battling in terms of defining what an adequate education is, and I think, well, granted, the government shouldn't necessarily be in the business of determining what an adequate education is. I think it's interesting because New Hampshire has, as a whole, as its citizenry, tried to define what that is. Is that reading by 10? Is that reading by 5? Is that reading by high school graduation? These are all questions.
This is a big problem.
Right. And, absolutely.
And I'd like to point out that on average, 20% of graduates of public school are functionally illiterate. So, I mean, is the government
in urban zones?
Is the government, yeah, and it's 40% in some urban areas. Is the government abusing our kids?
Right.
Amos, go ahead.
Good point. I agree with your thoughts. Just a real quick thing I wanted to say. You were talking about school selection. When this county years ago, 40 years ago or more, they had a policy. You can go to any student can go to any school they want to. Now, if it's out of your area, you have to furnish your own transportation. But
did they get rid of that policy?
No, they've had it for at least 40 years.
I think it's a better government policy, yeah. But obviously getting the monopoly out of education would be an ideal situation. We're out of time. Amos, thanks for the call, man.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Amos.
It's been Ian here with you.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.